Blog Talk Radio.
She's gonna hold me down. She's gonna hold me down. Yes, she's gonna hold me down. Hold me down. Hold me down. Hold me down. She's gonna hold me down when no one else.
Shine like the do. I'm trying to leave my girl wrist froze like the winter do. And when I think about the time that I spend with you, I'm telling myself I can't deny how I'm feeling you. And I got my chips stacked high to the ceiling, booting through whatever we can stand tall like a building do. If you real with me, baby girl, I'm real with you. Be on that face, but baby girl, I deal with you. You know kick rocks, baby girl, get rid of you. But I'd rather sit back, baby girl, and chill with you. Have a meal with you, things start going right. We can have a kid or two. And I ain't kidding, boo, times get hard, but the picture ain't clear to you. Mom, they talking reckless in your ear, cause they hating what we got. It's a blessing that I'm here, what the message is, it clear? They hating, baby girl.
She's gonna hold me down,
hold me.
No one else is around.
No one else.
She holds me up.
Together, and you can't find another young guy that's better than D to the A. I'm in the streets with the A, but when it come to me and you, I'm in the sheets like you know. And baby girl, don't tell me we through, cause baby girl, I L-U-V-U. And baby girl, I'm here to please you, treat you like a queen or something. And it's all about you plus me, no frontin'. And if it ain't about you plus me, it's nothing. It ain't a game, girl, I'm speaking what I feel. And I feel that we need each other here, and we see each other real. When you got niggas in your ears, you can't think clear. Shit was good, then it went wrong. They say you don't know something good until the shit gone. They hating, baby girl.
She's gonna hold me down when no one else is around.
No one
holds me up when I'm down.
Welcome to the Nikki Rich Show, the hottest radio station on the planet. We're coming to you live. It's Motivated Mondays, and we have a special treat for you guys. We're going to get motivated today with author Lynn Hart. So I'm excited. We're all pumped up. I want you to tell your friends, tell your family that the Nikki Rich Show is on. They could call in at 323-580-5749, 323-580-5749, and press 1. If you press that 1, that will let us know that you would like to speak to myself or our special guest for tonight. And also, you can log on to NikkiRichShow.com, the official website, where you can learn about our past guests, upcoming guests, and what else we have in store with the Nikki Rich Show. And tonight is Motivated Mondays, so we're going to get motivated. We have amazing author Lynn Hart here to talk about his novel, and I'm excited, Reginald F. Lewis, Before TLC Beaches, The Young Man Before the Billion Dollar Empire. This is going to be an amazing, amazing show. You can also go to the chat room, which is located on blogtalkradio.com/The Nikki Rich Show. Once again, is blogtalkradio.com/TheNikkiRich Show. And for our social media gurus out there, you can log on to at Miss Nikki Rich. And that's spelled MSNIKKIRICH. Again, it's MSNIKKIRICH. And you can also log on to our Facebook, facebook.com/TheNikkiRichShow. And we're giving you all this social media outlets and our links. So while the show is going on, you can let us know you're tuning in and you're listening across the globe. Let us know where you're listening from and calling in from as well. And again, it's that time. We got a special guest in the building, and I don't want to hold our guest any longer. And I want to tell you guys, you definitely have to call in at 323-580-5749 and press 1 to speak with our special guest. And with no further ado, I would like to welcome the author of Reginald F. Lewis Before TLC Beaches, The Young Man Before the $1 Billion Empire. No further ado, we'd like to welcome Lynn Hart. Welcome. How are you doing?
I am doing fine, Nikki. And before I get started, I want to thank you for giving me the opportunity to be on your show and to talk with your audience. And I guess a good place to start with regards to my book is to explain that title. The title of the book is Reginald F. Lewis Before TLC Beatrice, The Young Man Before the $1 Billion Empire. That's a mouthful, but essentially what it does is address the fact that there was this young African-American kid who grew up in the city of Baltimore who ended up becoming, at a point in his life, the wealthiest African-American on the planet. And my book is about this young man's life before he made the money. There's an autobiography out by him called Why Should White Guys Have All the Fun, which explains his life after he began his quest to make money on Wall Street. But I think there's kind of a rags-to-riches story that wasn't told, at least not in the level of detail that I've approached it, about this man's life that begins on the streets of Baltimore City. And mm-hmm. As it turns out, I'm privileged to be one of those people who was close enough to him to write the story about those early years. And I think that's where the inspiration and motivation is for a lot of young people, because essentially his life was like a lot of young people today, especially African-American males. And so I've taken on the task of writing this book, and the title has in it TLC Beatrice. That was the name of his $1 billion company that he ended up buying and making his name on Wall Street. But that's kind of the way I would open this up.
And it's also amazing, you know, he didn't have really, I would say, that wealthy background as others are given or passed down from generations, but he was able to reach a mass amount of people, as well as he was also placed on the 400 list of the America's wealthiest individuals as well. That was amazing. That was remarkable.
It was amazing, and probably the story, and again, what my book is about is about the making of the man more so than the money, but if you go back and take a look at his beginnings, you could almost say they were humble beginnings, because all the things mm-hmm. that you normally think about when you think about people of wealth, he had none of that. I mean, he grew up in a single-parent family. Actually, he didn't grow up in a single-parent family because his stepfather came along later on and was a huge influence in his life. But it began that way. He attended Baltimore Public Schools, attending Dunbar High School in Baltimore, which is famously known for its basketball teams, and going through the public school system and ending up going to an HBCU, a historically black college, Virginia State University, for his undergraduate work. And I think there's where he met his biggest challenge. And again, the story is about not all about success. It's about how an individual who is hardworking and has all the tools to succeed, what happens when they fail, and what do they do with that experience? And that's really where my story sort of locks in, because I was there to witness his biggest failure. I think he would call it the biggest failure of his life.
Okay.
And how he responded to that.
Awesome. It's just amazing just to see that happen, you know, just to experience that as well. That's like, wow.
I think the failure piece is fascinating in a sense that, you know, some people treat failure differently than others. Some are overwhelmed by it, and some are actually emboldened by it. And here was a guy who, and his failure, just to put some trappings around that, he went to Virginia State University on a football scholarship because his family could not have paid. They eventually had to, but at that point it would have been a major burden on them to pay for his college education. And he failed there to make the team. I mean, he had a very disastrous first year, and he was crushed in many ways because he wanted to be, like most young men, a professional football player, and that got blown up big time. And he became just a regular guy on campus, no longer a big man on campus, and he had to work. He lost his money, and his parents, his mom, who was a great influence in his life, made it clear that he would have to find a way to pay his way. And the reason we grew up in the same neighborhood, so my observations are like what I call, and in the book, these are personal observations. These are not things someone told me. This is what I lived through, and we were neighborhood friends, and we were roommates in college, and our lives tracked each other until his death, and that's the other part of the story. He died very early, which means a lot of people don't know about him, nor do they know about this specific part of his life, but I was there, lived it with him. And at the request of some people, I've been asked to document it, and that's what this book is about. So it's a lot in there for young people, business people, adults, folks who are dealing with challenges in their lives.
And that's what it was, is a documentation and a documentary, because you was there from teenage years and up until that timely death.
Yeah, that the thing that I think I said this in the book, but I'll say it again. I carried these stories around for a long time, and I was not motivated to write a book about it because I just thought that was something someone else would do. And I was approached by his mother and some other people who made it clear that my observations were close enough and personal enough that I probably had a better feel for this stage of his life than a lot of people. So maybe it would be well for me to write this book, and I resisted it. And finally, a couple of years ago, my wife decided she was going to write her book, and her book is an interesting book too. It's about her dealing with the loss of our daughter years ago, and how she dealt with it. But I published her book, and her book, which is entitled "Lean Not on Your Understanding," is a book that I published. And I decided to publish this book right behind it, to write it and publish it. Mm-hmm. So, you know, those things are tied together. But my hope is that the book will be read by folks who are curious enough about a man's story, who's a powerful story and a powerful example, particularly for African Americans, and they will gain something from it.
Now, did you find anything while writing this novel in regards to your friend? Did you find anything very challenging while writing it?
Well, yeah, I think the challenge for me was staying honest to the story. And what I mean by that is that this guy's life, as he grew older, was a pretty compelling story. I mean, he amassed a fortune. He was close to on his way to becoming America's first African-American billionaire. And so there was so much to write about there that I had to keep focused and not write about the money-making, because that book had already been written. It was his autobiography. I had to stay focused on this 10-year period from 1956 to 1965, which really wasn't so much about making of the money as much as it was the fiber of a man, the making of a man that I'm dealing with in his book and talking about how his story could be anyone's story at that point in time. It was just his way of dealing with a lot of things that he had to face in his life. Mm-hmm. that helped him launch his career on to be even more successful and financially wealthy. So my challenge was to stay true to the 10-year period that I was writing about and not to launch off in terms of talking about all the wealth and things, which I think were extraordinary. But I really wanted this story to be about particularly one young African-American male's ability to sustain himself through everything that our young men deal with these days, but keep his eye on the ball, stay focused, and stay focused on his dream and ultimately achieve that dream. But in that 10-year period, there were some very, very difficult challenges for him that could have pulled him in a different direction. So that's the piece I had to stay focused to. That was my major challenge.
And the thing about it is like you said, some people might not be aware or even know about him, but right now just bringing it attention, I think it's awesome, because it's a lot of times us, and I say in our Black community, we don't know how, you know, it's been really a lot of amazing people out there, you know, that history, you know, and we don't know a lot of it sometimes, and we don't know who has done what, and I think that in itself, you bringing attention to, you know, Black history, and this is history being made. And a lot of times we might not know of those who have, you know, really made an impact in the community and, like you say, Wall Street and just out there. You know, people out there that's tuned in right now might have not have heard of Reginald F. Lewis, but now they know because you are bringing it to the forefront.
Amazing. Yeah, I think there's a lot of truth to what you say, because one of the things that I did after writing this book, I decided to create a Facebook page, and the Facebook page is just simply Reginald F. Lewis before TLC Beatrice. If anybody goes on Google and you just type in Reginald F. Lewis before, mm-hmm. all kinds of stuff will come up, but it will bring you to this Facebook page. And when I put it up, I was amazed that Reginald and I were both Kappas. We both pledged Kappa in college, and so a lot of people who came to it were fraternity brothers. They were fraternity mm-hmm. brothers. But then I found out that a lot of people started coming to the Facebook page who didn't know who he was. They weren't fraternity brothers. They were just people who had somehow picked up on the link. And so we have a lot of activity going on that Facebook page, and I would periodically post old pictures that were taken from my old archives. I will post, I had on the other day a couple of question and answers about people, about things, did you know this kind of thing. And so we're getting a little interaction on that. But again, my point is, and my purpose is, and you touched on it, is to bring awareness to who this man is. He died in 1993, and mm-hmm. he precedes Oprah Winfrey. He precedes Bob Johnson. All of those people paid homage to him at one point in time, because he was the man. He was the brother on Wall Street. He was the man that was making it happen. And it's not so much that he was the man in terms of the money. I believe his story is the thing that is not well known, and that's where the compelling piece is. That's where you can really mm-hmm. see, wow, this guy was just like me. He wasn't any special deal. He was just had an extra ingredient, and he had an extra gear, but he's like a lot of our young men.
And just covering it over, I would say, just a 10-year period, as well as, you know, like you said, is he was just who he was. And I feel like, you know, that's how I am too, you know, because when you have something that you want to go for, whether it's a goal, your vision, or dream, and you just pursue it, you can do it. See, he didn't stop. He kept going.
Mm-hmm.
And you covered it. You know, as he succeeded, and then, like you said, he might have had downfalls. You know, that's anybody. But, you know, he was able to achieve and accomplish so much. Like I said, like you said, make history. And he made history within that, you know, 10-year period of time of you meeting him.
You know, Nikki, there's a story, and if you have a minute, I want to share the story because it's powerful. It helps people understand the kind of guy he was. But I'm old enough now that I can remember the civil rights, the days of the civil rights. We were in college in the early 60s, and so there's a lot going on. We went to school in a southern town, a little small town called Petersburg, Virginia, in a college town, but it was one that was racially polarized like most southern cities. And in 1961, Reginald along and myself, along with two other guys, went looking for jobs. We went to a new bowling alley that had just opened up in the city of Petersburg. It was a white-owned bowling alley. It was a white bowling alley. And this is in the middle of a lot of racial unrest and a lot of difficulty going on in the South. And we walked into the bowling alley, and I turned to him, and I said, you know, maybe we can get jobs here, but this is a white place. The best we're going to get is going to be, you know, janitors, porters, or, you know, working, cleaning up the counter. And I was serious because that was the limit of my expectation. And he turned to me, and he was 18 and I was 17. He turned to me and he said, you know what, I think I could run this damn place. Mm-hmm. And I said, you're just blowing smoke. He said, I'm not. And I thought to myself, that's typical Rich. He's just talking, blowing smoke. And I had known him, but he was always doing stuff like this. Well, 2 weeks later, we were roommates at the time. 2 weeks later, he starts showing up in the room a little late. And I said, what are you doing, man? And he said, well, you know that place I told you about? I said, yeah. He said, well, I'm the night manager. And it took him 2 weeks to do that. Now, he wasn't the day manager. He was a night manager. But he was this is a black guy who was running the show, and he was running the show in that bowling alley in the evenings. After college, he worked until 12 at night. But when I recognized what had transpired, I said, you know what, this guy is different. This guy is not like a lot of folks. He's different. And even though I had known him, I was always impressed with his chutzpah, if you will. But that's the kind of guy he was, and confident, who believed in himself and did not shy away from hard work, because when he got that job, he was the hardest working guy in the place. But that's the kind of guy he was.
Now, just listening to you, and I know you said you guys are in a fraternity. Have you also did anything special in regards to Mr. Reginald?
Yeah, they have. They have recognized him over the years. Even though his lifetime, he was well recognized by the campus. But he's done something for the campus and Virginia State. This is something recent. Couple of years ago, I was contacted by some of the brothers at Virginia State University. Our chapter is Alpha Phi Chapter, and we were trying to raise some scholarship money, and they knew that I had an association. I still have an association with the family, and so they called me up and said, could you get to his wife and maybe ask him if they would want to make a donation to this? This was a Kappa drive. The fraternity brothers were building this effort to raise money. And so I said, well, let me see. I got a hold of his wife, Loida, who is still very active and charitable with events. And she said, well, let me think about it. I'll get back to you. So, well, the bottom line, what that led to was the Reginald Lewis Foundation gave us $200,000 to go towards that campaign. It kicked off a campaign that I think now has led to contributions up with close to $6 million. And there's a video that's on the YouTube now making the rounds about the money that the fraternity has raised. So in some ways, even in death, he's been a part of the activity of the Kappas and the charitable giving. And while he was alive, he was well respected and appreciated as a Kappa brother. And, you know, that's something we all feel good about.
That is awesome. Amazing. And you, who inspired you? I know he inspired you too, but you know, sometimes, you get to where I don't know how to write a book, I don't like writing, how did you keep going to stay motivated and inspired just to keep writing?
Well, I'm going to tell you, and this is a side story, but it feeds into what you just asked. In 1997, my daughter died. She was a young lady, and she had given birth to her only child, and she passed away 2 weeks after that. My wife carried that story around for years, and she wanted to write a book. And so I watched her trudge up and down the stairs to her little office place where she was working, and she couldn't get that book finished, and she couldn't get it out. And then finally I said to her, I said, if you get that book finished, because she couldn't get a publisher, I said, if you get that book finished, I will find a way to publish that book for you. And so in that effort, which we finally did, we got her book published. And when that effort was just about coming to an end, I decided that, you know, this is a story that I want to get out too. And as I said earlier, Reginald's mother and his wife had made it okay. They had said, Lynn, you need to, we would appreciate it if you put these remarks down. Don't take these stories to your grave. Get these things mm-hmm. written. So between those two events, between watching the bravery personified by my wife of a certain commitment she had to get this thing done, and then me being asked to do this by his mother and his wife, I had all the motivation I needed to keep pressing on. And you're right. You sound like someone who's either written or who knows what it's like to write, because there are times when you just don't want to do it. You need to have a goal and a purpose, which is probably true in most things in life. But I was driven by the request of his mother and his wife to get it done, and by watching my wife's example of, you know, perseverance, because to be at something for 15 years and to get her book out, those two things drove me to get it done. Mm-hmm. And in the final analysis, I was glad that I did.
Amazing. Now, do you have any plans, I would say, for a part two or I would say for a future book in regards to this one?
Well, you know, I've thought about that, but one of the things mm-hmm. you kind of run into when you write a memoir is that a man's life is a man's life, and there's only so much you can write about it. And I think given the fact that his autobiography is already out and my work, which grabs the early years or those middle years, a lot of the story is already told. And so the next book that I write won't be so much about a period book or a memoir book about Reg. There may be some things in terms of his qualities and things that I thought he stood for that could be good examples. For example, people ask me, what do you think about when you think about a guy like Reginald Lewis and the guy you grew up with and specifically could be beneficial to people? And I have a response to that I've used over the years, and it's simple. I tell people, look, I think there's three W's, and when I say W's, I mean the letter W, the three W's towards that make up a successful life. One is the ability to wish, the ability to want, and the ability to work hard. And it's mm-hmm. that last W, that working hard, that personifies Reginald Lewis. He had all three of those in huge quantities. He could wish, he could dream. He had wants that were real wants, tangible things that he could really get his teeth into and he could practice and work towards. And he put his work ethic together, because he wasn't exactly the brightest guy I'd ever met. He was an average student, which is remarkable when you think about what he was able to do. But in terms of his ability to dig deep, to work hard, and to understand at a level that a lot of people weren't willing to go to, that gave him the difference maker in those deals he made. His first deal that he made was to buy a women's pattern company in 1984. And the deal to buy TLC Beatrice. And by the way, TLC Beatrice had another unique slant to it. Reginald Lewis was the first African-American that people know of who actually bought an international company through what they call the international leverage buyout. I won't go into mm-hmm. all the details of that, but essentially it was a financial arrangement that allowed him to buy TLC, to buy Beatrice Foods International Division in 1987. It was a $2 billion operation with companies, 64 companies in 7 countries. That was extraordinary. Wall Street blew up when he did that in 1987. It was unbelievable. A lot of people didn't know he was an African-American or a black guy. They just figured it was a white dude. But when he finally revealed himself, it was a tremendous kind of like excitement and enthusiasm around what had been accomplished. And but again, it was 1987, and I go back to what I said earlier. Here was a guy, product of the streets of Baltimore, product of public school, Dunbar High School in Baltimore, product of a historically black college, and eventually went to Harvard University to get his law degree. But all of this is, I think, a great, compelling story for people who say, you know, I really want to do something, but I'm not sure I can do it. Well, you know, here's a guy that pulled it off. Yeah.
You can do it. And just listening to that story is amazing. It's truly amazing. And it just lets everybody know out there that it doesn't matter, you know, where you come from or how you might perceive yourself, you know, you can go out there and do what you want to do.
Well, you know, Nikki, none of us are who we are today. For instance, people will listen to me talk, and they may get impressions about me. I'm not sure what they are, but I came right off the streets of Baltimore. I you know, if anybody in West Baltimore is listening to the show, they know where Papa Grove is, and that's where I grew up in public school system and all that kind of stuff. So, you know, who you are today, who you can become, doesn't necessarily – you're not limited by where you're coming from. And there's no silver spoon in any of these stories that I'm sharing with you, but because, you know, I think Reggie and I, we grew up three blocks apart from each other. He lived three blocks from me, and so, you know, if you've seen the movie, did you see the radio, the TV show The Wire? And people who remember that show, well, that was our hood. What you talking about? We were, you know, we were along the borderlines of that story. And I really want people, you know, what my hope is that this book will be read by people who might not normally pick up a book, but will pick up this book because it has some connection for them. And the connection is where this guy was from, where the story begins, and the symbol of hope that I think can be derived from reading a story like this. You know, all of the stories about people you hear about today coming from our neighborhoods, too many of them, I think, have negative hooks to them. When I know, because I've been there, that there's lots of good things going on there, lots of promising young people, lots of good stories to be told. And this is one that I think is already out there, but most people don't know it because Reginald passed away, as I said, in 1993. And a lot of young people, a lot of young adults don't know him. And I wrote the book with the hope that I could do something about that.
That's awesome. And, you know, I'm just so excited to have you here tonight because it's so inspiring and motivational because just, you know how when people are talking and listening to you, it's just inspiring me. Inspiring me over here. And it's truly a blessing and amazing it's an honor, actually, to have you on tonight to discuss your novel and your experience with such an amazing individual. And you yourself, you're really out there doing amazing things as well in the community. I want to say congratulations to all your success as well, for everybody that's listening in, just to take out your time to just, like I said, put those thoughts together and create such an inspirational novel in itself is truly, truly outstanding.
Well, I appreciate that. You know, we all try to find what our niche is in life, and you know, what I found out in life, we have more than one niche. I started out working for a company as a corporate executive with AT&T years ago, and if anybody told me I would end up writing a book, probably I would have said no, but I think there's always doors to be open. All we need to do is push them, and rather than just kind of stare and wonder and hope, you have to find a way to get through those doors. I'm reminded of something that Reginald Lewis's mom said when she talked about, and by the way, there's another story in the story here, because in the book I talk about his mother, and his mother's an extraordinary woman. If you ever want to know why a guy like Reginald Lewis becomes the guy he became, you have to take a glimpse at his mother, because she's an extraordinary person. She's still alive, and she's in her 80s now. And she told me one time, I was speaking to an audience, and she came to me, and she pulled me along the side. She said, you know what? There's a book out about my son, and it's a pretty good book. She said, but you know things about my son that people need to know. And I said, well, what would that be? She said, well, you grew up with my son. You knew him before he became the man he became. You need to write about him. And his mother is a very, very persuasive lady. She's a beautiful woman. But, you know, you talk to her for 30 seconds, and you clearly easily understand how her son got to be the kind of guy he is. So there's a parental role in here as well, you know, that things that parents may think they don't have influences over their children. Sometimes, you know, what you ask them to do, they may not look like they're paying attention, but in Reginald's case, his mother was all over him in terms of how he viewed the world. So that's a story that I talk about in there too, the role that his mom played and how she helped guide him and provide certain inspirational kind of lessons for him.
Now, do you have you currently been on any, I would say, book tours lately or plan to go on any in regards to your novel?
Well, I'll share something with you. I, for the last 15 years, I've been, after I retired from AT&T, I began speaking, and I traveled all the country speaking, and I traveled, and I traveled, and I traveled. I was on so many planes, trains, and buses, and that when I finally decided that I wanted to gear down, travel was not a big part of my game plan. And so when writing this book, what I've tried to do, and we will make some appearances, but what I've tried to do is use social media to help promote this book. We've had some signings, and we'll probably do some more. But in terms of a formal book tour where I travel the country, and I'll take invitations, that kind of thing, where they come up. But I'm really not looking to hit the road, if you know what I mean. I'm easy to reach. The book is available anywhere. You can buy the book on Amazon. You can download it on Amazon. It's available for the iPad, the Kobo, the Nook. All you have to do is go to those places where you get them, and you can buy them. But where invitations come in, if there's a fit in there, I will probably be willing to get on a plane and go. But no, I don't have any road trips planned, but there'll be plenty of stuff available on Facebook site, Twitter, and other things.
Well, and you know we got all your info that we're going to be displaying as well on NikkiRichShow.com. And I know you also have a video out as well where everybody could go and check out your book trailer, where they can go check out as well. Where can they go to?
Well, you can go to, if you go to ReginaldFLewis.com, there's a foundation website there, ReginaldFLewis.com. And if you scroll down to the bottom of the front page, the opening page when you come in there, you'll see at the bottom my book is listed there with a couple of other books. This, and by the way, there's a lot of good information there as well about Reginald Lewis and the Reginald F. Lewis Museum in Baltimore City, which most people don't know about. You can also get to me if you go on Google and you just type in Reginald F. Lewis Before, and that's part of the book's title, but it will pull up a whole lot of places where you can get to me. I'm on Twitter, Facebook, and my Facebook moniker is Lynn 24, LIN24, at Facebook, and on Twitter it's LHA Cafe, which doesn't make sense to people, but it's LHA Cafe, which is my company, Lynn Hart and Associates, and the cafe is another little neat little trick I decided I would put with my username. I was going to say that LHA Cafe is my Twitter name, LHACAFE, and the cafe has to do with my blog site, which is a bit of it's positioned as a cafe. And but I think the easiest way to get to me would be to take the Facebook or the Twitter route, and the Facebook, as I say, is LIN. Lynn Senior 24, LANSR 24, or LHA Cafe for Twitter. And if that doesn't work for you, just go to Google, type in, no spaces, Reginald F. Lewis Before. And all of the book locations, the videos on YouTube, all those things will pop up.
And we want everybody out there to go and purchase your book. Now, do you have it all, like, e-books, paperback, and where they can just...
Yes, good question.
Okay.
Great question, Nikki. If you go on Amazon, and you just type in my name, Lynn Hart, L-I-N, last name Hart, H-A-R-T, it will pull up my Amazon site. On Amazon, I have a author site. Even if that doesn't come up, it'll pull up the book. So you can type my name in there, and the book will come up. The book is paperback. It's ebook download. Smashwords. It's on Smashwords. Anywhere you can buy a book, you can buy Reginald F. Lewis, and that's important to put the F in there. Reginald F. Lewis, before TLC Beatrice, and the subtitle, which is a lot, but the subtitle is The Young Man Before the $1 Billion Empire, and that $1 Billion empire refers to the size of his company, which is actually $2 billion that he had when he passed away.
Well, again, like I said, the Nikki Rich Show, we're going to be displaying this on our site so that everybody could know, because, like I said, it's history. This is history, and we all need to know. And some people might not know, like myself, in the beginning, and when I got to doing my personal research and looking up, and I was like, this is amazing, and it's perfect for Motivated Mondays, and that's why we got you here right here today, and it's a pleasure and an honor, and we're broadcasting from Austin, Texas, so it's such an honor to have you on.
Nikki, I would also add that there's another book out there, it's autobiography, but that's a different book than mine. You'll have to look for my book under my name, because I think there's at least one other book that's an autobiography. It's a great book, too, if people are interested, but that's my book is the one that has the book stacked up and my name on it. So Lynn Hart is the key to look for it as far as my book is concerned.
Well, everybody that's listening, they can go check it out. And also, I don't know if you know as well, we're also on podcast. So if you want to go check out this episode, you can also go to our podcast and check it out as well on iTunes.
There's a number of people in Baltimore, and I keep mentioning Baltimore because this story is central to Baltimore. A number of people in Baltimore who I grew up with there who have also been connected to this story, and I think the museum is the crown jewel of the Reginald Lewis story, and it's in Baltimore. People who traveled to Baltimore and are familiar with the Inner Harbor, and that's the tourist part of the city, need to know that they're only a walking distance from the Reginald F. Lewis African American Museum in Baltimore City. It's a fabulous building. It's filled with lots of artifacts that have to do with African culture, African American history, and there's a significant part in there that has to do with Reginald F. Lewis and his story. His family was instrumental in getting that building built and underway and financing it. And so that's another thing I would encourage people to do. If you're traveling, if you get to Baltimore City, make your way down to the Reginald F. Lewis Museum, which is quite a place to see.
All right. Well, we're just so glad to have you here. And we would love to do a follow-up interview as well. That's, you know, we always do our follow-up interviews with our special guests. We don't want to just have that one time. So we welcome you back anytime.
Well, you know how to get to me, and I would be more than happy to come on. This helps me as well. And again, I want to thank you for the opportunity. I understand the power of the medium and the radio
to
get my voice out. And so I want to thank you for the opportunity, too.
Well, you are welcome. You are welcome anytime. And if you got any events or anything that you would like to share on the Nikki Rich Show, we're here. You're welcome to come back anytime and just let us know.
I will do that, and thank you so much for that, for the opportunity to do it.
And we thank you, and we always end by saying we wish you all the best, much love and success, and we end by saying God bless.
God bless. bless you too, Nikki. And again, thank you and to your audience as well.
Thank you so much. And we have so many people that's tuned in right now that's listening in. I know several people are hitting me up. Thank you guys so much for listening in to the Nikki Rich Show, to our special guest, Bryn Hart. Anybody want to go back and check out this official interview, exclusive in regards to Arthur Lynn Hart? You can go back to our podcast, iTunes, and check it out. And I tell you guys, it's amazing, motivational night tonight, the Nikki Rich Show. We do this every Monday, Motivated Mondays, and we only bring in the best. So if you're out there and you're listening in or want to connect with our special guest, all you have to do is contact him. He gave all his information, as well as be sure and purchase his book, purchase our Arthur Lynn Hart's book, and go out there and support one another. That's what it's all about here at the Nikki Rich Show. And again, we welcome everybody, all listeners, everybody that's out there that's tuned into the Nikki Rich Show. You can log on to NikkiRichShow.com, the official website, to learn more about our special guest. Right now, we're going to go to Gavin DeGraw, and out over you.
Go to see your beautiful face anymore. I stare at a picture of you and listen to the radio. Hope there's a conversation. We both admit we had it good, but until then, it's alienation. I know that much is understood, and I realize if you ask me how I'm doing, I would say I'm doing just fine. I would lie and say that you're not on my mind. But I go out and I sit down at a table set or two, and finally I'm forced to say the truth. No matter what I say, I'm not over you.
This is Dan Brown, the barber, representing BarberLife.com, that Team Exotics Exodus Barbershop. Get a cut, get a cut. And I'm letting you know, you got to listen to my girl, Nikki Rich, on the Nikki Rich Show. You never know who you might hear.
All right, welcome back to the Nikki Rich Show, the hottest radio station on the planet. It's Motivated Mondays, and we're here broadcasting live all the way from Austin, Texas. Yes, we're getting it in down here, Austin. And speaking of, we're here for the South by Southwest. And I want to let everybody know it has been an amazing, amazing trip. I myself, Miss Nikki Rich, got invited last week by MTV to come and cover the press of the Woody Awards. So it was a pleasure. It was an honor. And I'm just so grateful and thankful that I was asked to come cover the 2013 Woody Awards. We had a chance to meet so many amazing artists, inspiring, and that some that's out there already mainstream. You might know a few. And it was just amazing. Everybody come together, and I would like to just take out the time to thank MTV and so many more that just was out there. And that, the people that I networked, it was truly a blazing lesson. And I just want to just tell everybody that helped the event come together, you know, it was mind-blowing, and it was just a pleasure just to be a part of it. As well as myself, I was filming the Life of Nikki Rich documentary, and who filmed that was our own cinematographer by the name of Cornelia Gill. She is a part of the Ground Up Entertainment, and it was amazing. We've had so many people that we've interviewed for this documentary, starting with T.I.P., known as DJ Drama, Machine Gun Kelly, Trinidad James, L.A. Reid's son, Aaron Reed, Tiny Fisher T. We have also Desmond, the founder of the clothing line, Dolo, Blaze the Stage, Representative Mike, as well as Amy Miller, Johnny Scheitz, and you might know Johnny Scheitz. He's a manager also known for the discovery of Nipsey Hussle and Big Crit, and so many well-known super producers. It was truly an amazing event, and I want to continue to network and build with everybody across the globe and not have any limits too. So we're going to continue to do that. And just like you say, stay motivated here, like we are here on Motivated Mondays, because it's really, really amazing just to see the different cities and states that I've never seen before and go and network with some really talented artists out there. And it's truly amazing. And this journey here with the Nikki Rich Show, we're going to continue to grow and build with other entrepreneurs and businesses, radio stations, and so forth. And we're going to continue to do that. But right now, we're going to take out the time to go to one of our, I would say, past guests, amazing singer. Y'all might know her from the group Total. Right now we're going to go to Miss Pamela Long by myself.
Frustrated, so tired of waiting, patiently waiting. What's your last day on Earth? Oh, how much could you say? the Nicki Rich Show. It's 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 the Nicki Rich Show. 5 days a week, Monday, Tuesday, what's the flip, yo? Bringing all the latest vibes, the hottest stars. We drop the hardest bars. Check us out on NickiRich.com. You can call 323-580-5749. Your station is and make sure you're on time. 7:30 to 9:30, the Nicki Rich Show. 7:30 to 9:30, the Nicki Rich Show.
Feels warmer sleeping here alone. You know I dream in color and do the things I want. You think you got the best of me, think you've had the last laugh, bet you think that everything good is gone. Think you left me broken down, think that I'll come running back. Baby, you don't know me, cause you're dead. What doesn't kill you makes you stronger. Stand a little taller. Doesn't mean I'm lonely when I'm alone. What doesn't kill you makes a fighter. What that fever lighter. Doesn't mean I'm over, cause you're gone. What doesn't kill you makes you stronger. Stronger. Doesn't mean myself and I. What doesn't kill you makes you stronger.
the highest mountain. Looked all around, couldn't find nobody. Went out into the deepest valley. Looked all around down there, couldn't find nobody. I went across the deep blue sea. Couldn't find one to compare to your grace, your love, your mercy. Nobody greater, nobody greater than you. Searched all over, couldn't find nobody. I looked high and low, still couldn't find nobody. Nobody greater, nobody greater, no, nobody greater than you. Searched all over, couldn't find nobody. I looked high and low, still couldn't find nobody. Nobody greater, nobody greater, nobody greater than you. Nobody can heal like you can. Oh, most holy one, you are the great I am. Awesome in all your ways, and mighty is your hand. You are he who carried out redemption's plan. You are he who carried out. Body great, body greater, Jesus.
Nobody greater than you.
It's the Nicki Rich Show. 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 5 days a week, Monday, Tuesday, with the flip, yo. Bringing all the latest vibes.
Welcome to the Nicki Rich Show, the hottest radio station on the planet. We are here at a special time, special date, broadcasting live from Charlotte, North Carolina, all the way to London. And guys, I'm excited tonight. For those who don't know, it's your girl, Nicki Rich, and we have a special, special treat for you this afternoon. And with no further ado, we're going all the way to London, the 2012 Olympics. And with no further ado, I would like to welcome to the Nicki Rich Show 2004-2012 two-time Olympian and competing in the high jump, track and field, none other than Jamie Nieto. Welcome to the Nicki Rich Show.
Thank you. Thank you so much for having me. I appreciate being here.
Yes, we're so glad and we're excited about everything you have going on right now. And we're pumped. This is awesome. Now go ahead and let everybody know a little bit about you. I mean, you wearing so many hats right now. I mean, they know you as an actor, producer, and an athlete, Olympian. How does that feel? I I think we lost connection for a second there, guys. We're broadcasting live right now from North Carolina all the way to London. You got to stay tuned and keep it locked to the Nikki Rich Show. We're getting it in today. We're live with Olympia and Jamie Nieto. So you just definitely got to stay tuned to the Nikki Rich Show. And right now, we're going to go to some more music, and then we're going to bring in our guests. Get right back with them. Hold tight. All right, welcome back to the Nikki Rich Show. That was Kurt Franklin, Melodies from Heaven. We have our special guest with us today, Olympian Jamie Nieto. Welcome to the Nikki Rich Show.
Thank you. Thank you for having me. North Kakaraka, stand up.
Right. I know it's right. Now, what time is it over there, Jamie?
Okay, so it's like 7 p.m. here, around 7:10, I think it is. And, you know, the sun's still out, which is cool, and it's feeling pretty good outside, actually. Not too hot, not too cold.
I know. How is it feeling, I mean, to be a part of the Olympics?
It's an overwhelming experience. First of all, I just got to thank God because, you know, it's been a long road. I just missed out on making the Olympic team in 2008. And I made Olympic team in 04, but once I missed out in 08, to come all the way back to 2012 and make Olympic team again is just a true blessing.
Mm-hmm.
It's just been an overwhelming experience, you know?
And that is awesome. And I know it's overwhelming because you're representing the U.S. That's amazing.
What
do you do to get prepared for this? This is such a big moment.
You know, it's just a lot of basically fine-tuning right now, a lot of mental visualization type stuff. You know, that's all you can do. If you don't have it by now, you're not going to get it, you know? So it's just a lot of fine-tuning right now, whether it be at practice, whether it be, you know, just staying off my feet trying to rest and stuff. Actually, I'm not off my feet right now. I'm kind of like enjoying the experience right now. But I will be off my feet, you know, this next week because we have our qualifying round on Sunday, which is August 5th, and then our finals round is going to be on Tuesday, which is the 7th.
And I've been watching the game, and the U.S. is really, really doing great. They're doing really good.
Yeah, they are. Yeah, no, it's looking like it's going to be a great game for the United States.
And that's awesome. And, you know, what I love about you, you just don't stick to one thing. You're all over the place. You have, you know, you're an actor as well, and you have the Roberto Clemente story, and you just been working hard on that. And, I mean, how does that feel?
Oh, that feels great. You know, it's been a long journey, like I said. You know, in 2008, when I missed out on making the Olympic team, I started taking some acting classes. And since then, I've been in 5 feature films. I got one on Netflix right now called Encounter.
Mm-hmm.
Another one that's went to DVD called Jerusalem Countdown. And then I worked on Baseball's Last Hero, the Roberto Clemente story last year, where I actually played Roberto Clemente. And that was an awesome experience. A lot of research, a lot of studying went into that. And then I'm also, like, producing my own web series called Blood Brothers. And people can check that, the new trailer we just put up about a month ago called BloodBrothersWebSeries.com. So encouraging everybody to check that out and continue to follow me on Facebook and Twitter. I'm on all that. And you can also check out my website, JamieNieto.com, where you get a lot of this information. Continue to follow my road and my journey to Olympic Games.
Most definitely. And, you know, on the religion side, we know that you're a Christian and you have done several interviews with the 700 Club and Christian stations.
Yeah. My spiritual walk is a big thing for me. You know, to be at this level, I don't think I could have made it without God. So I just appreciate, you know, everything that he's blessed me with and plan to continue to just, you know, keep glorifying his name as always possible, you know?
That is real. That is real. And we also know that you have a track camp. Tell us a little bit about the track camp.
Yeah. My track camp is it's on January 5th of 2013, and I'm basically encouraging, you know, little kids to come out and check it out. As me, as a younger athlete, I picked everybody's brain, you know, whether it was like a shot putter, whether it was a hurdler. I asked all these people who are very successful in this realm of making Olympic teams and stuff like that, how they did it. So that's kind of the theme and the motto of my camp is, like, you know, we have a high jumper. We have a Jared Rome, who's a 2-time Olympic thrower. We have the Barber twins, who are sprinters. I got Dominique Arnold, who's a hurdler. You heard of them? Dominique Arnold?
Yeah,
is,
I actually met them. They're friends with my high school friends, so we all got a chance to hang out for my birthday when I went to Atlanta.
Yeah. So they're great athletes. And then we got Akiva McKinney, who shows long jump. And basically the kids just come out there, they get to rotate and hit every event, and just pick the athlete's brain, find out what makes them so successful. Because what I tell them might not resonate the way the Barber twins might tell them, you know, and that might really resonate with them. And next thing you know, they're Olympians type of thing. So it's at the Olympic Training Center in Chula Vista, California. And I'm definitely encouraging everybody to check that out. I should have my flyer up on my website pretty soon here, but please.
Well, we have it up already.
Oh, you got it.
We have
okay.
it up
well,
on Facebook
it.
Already.
Perfect. Yeah, so come on down, and we would love to have you guys. I think you couldn't get a better camp, you know, having so many elite athletes, not only that, but also training at the Olympic Training Center is definitely a huge thing, because only Olympians and world-class athletes get to train there, you know, so to have kids come out and experience, you know, what mm-hmm. we experience every day, I think would be a great opportunity for the kids.
That is such an honor, you know, for the youth to come out and train with the Olympians. I mean, that is amazing in itself.
Yeah. So, yeah. No, it's,
and
it's
then
gonna,
y'all
gonna
are young. Up. You're young. You're working. You've been working and working, and you're young, and you're doing such an awesome job. And you have a global presence.
Yeah, no, like I said, I've been blessed. I've been really blessed. But, yeah, it's, everything is going really great right now. So, you know, I'm just pushing forward and keeping God first with my thing, you know.
Exactly. Well, we're just glad that you took out your time all the way from London to talk with the Nikki Rich Show. And we're going to continue to follow your movement and everything you got going on. And we're just so blessed to have you on today.
Okay, well, thank you. I appreciate having me, and I appreciate all the retweets and the tweets and getting my face and my name out there, because that helps out, you know?
Exactly. And I definitely want to thank Miss Gwendolyn and also Holly Really Rep, everybody that had, you know, helped make this happen today.
Okay. Yeah, definitely. I got a great PR team and support team, so definitely want to give them a great shout-out. So thanks again. I really appreciate it.
And we thank you for calling in to the Nikki Rich Show. Much love. And we're going to be supporting you and rooting you on over here from the U.S.
Okay, appreciate it. And hello, you hear me? Hello?
We're here. We're here. Well, we'd like to thank you again, and we're just, you know, supporting you all the way, and we just wish you all the best here at the Nikki Rich Show. And I would like to thank everybody for tuning in. We're going to go to the phone lines. I see we got 404. You're on the air. Tell us your name and where you're calling from, 404.
Hey, Nikki, this is Gary Croft in Atlanta, Georgia. How are you today?
I'm good. Welcome to the Nikki Rich Show.
Well, thank you so very much. You know, it's a pleasure to be speaking with you, and I know that you're up there in the wonderful city of Charlotte, North Carolina. Is that right?
Yes, we are.
Well, you know, yes, I was listening. I was listening to you speaking to the Olympic champion there, and I say champion mm-hmm. because I guess that's what he's going to be come next week, huh?
Oh, yes, most definitely. On August the 5th, y'all got to go check him out.
Fantastic.
And remember that he was on the Nikki Rich Show.
Right on. That sounds exciting. And I like what he was talking about, is that you said that he's going to have a training program where he'll be working with the youth and things like that?
Yes. Mm-hmm. Most definitely.
That reminds me of, you know, when the Super Bowl came to town. All of the athletes were doing mini camps and things like that, and
mm-hmm.
working with all the youth as well. So, you know, there's just I love to see athletes giving back to the community.
Yes.
You know, so you know, it's exciting because we're doing some exciting things down in Atlanta as well. As you know, I am with the small and home-based business Chamber of Commerce.
Awesome.
As a matter of fact. Yeah, so we're going to be doing a major event here in Atlanta on August the 4th, which is next Saturday at 200 Peachtree. That's what used to be the old Macy's department store. It's now in a beautiful mall and exhibit center. So we're having a small and home-based business expo 2012. So folks from all over the city, as a matter of fact, you know, we'll be having Praise in the Park down here at Centennial Park, so they're expecting thousands of people to be downtown Atlanta. So if anyone's
yes.
in town, yeah, stop by the Small and Home-Based Business Expo, and that's shbbusinessexpo.com to learn all about the activities that we'll have. We'll have business opportunities. We'll have small businesses who are actively doing their thing. We have all kind of workshops, attorneys talking about how to start and incorporate your business, accounting, bankers talking about how to do business funding and financing, marketing, mm-hmm. internet marketing. It's going to be an exciting day, and we look forward to bringing this expo up to North Carolina, as a matter of fact. What do you think about that?
Oh, yeah. That sounds great. It sounds great. You know, we're here based out of Charlotte, North Carolina, and it would be awesome that we bring it to the Carolinas.
Absolutely. I know Charlotte, you guys are doing some tremendous things up there. You know, every time I turn around, I know that Bob Johnson's got the Charlotte, what is it, Hornets, is that right?
Bobcats.
The Charlotte Bobcats. And as a matter of fact, I knew him when he had DET, because I'm originally from Washington, D.C., and my junior high school was right next door to DET when they first got started. So I'm so proud to see that DET has emerged and doing a tremendous thing these days, because, you know, we needed some good programming. And, of course, TV1 is doing a great job as well. So we got to give them
exactly.
all some props. But,
mm-hmm.
but let's talk about the Nikki Rich Show, because she is on the move.
Most definitely. We're really blessed, and we're excited because God has tremendously opened doors. I mean, he is slamming doors open here at the Nikki Rich Show. We have over 39,000 listeners right now, and we're just working our way up, and we're going to get to 100 before you know it, and I'm going to let the world know.
Absolutely. And you know what? You know what, Nikki? I'm going to touch and agree with you on that you're going to hit 100,000 before the end of this year. And because I think that what you're doing is tremendous for the local communities and for, you know, for the pioneers, for the soldiers that's in the field. You know, you're not only going for those who are gold medal contenders, but you're going for those who, you know, are brown bag holders, you know, the guys who are out there in the field every day, catching the bus to work and doing what they got to do. I mean, I've listened to you and I've read your bio, and I understand, you know, your whole philosophy. And I just, my hat's off to you, because you too are such a pioneer with, I think that you just got a new MBA. Is that correct? Or what's going on with that?
I didn't hear you. What did you say?
I said, I read that you had just achieved some new accolades yourself. Is that right?
Oh, yes. Oh, yes. I'm
putting you on the spot, huh?
Yeah.
Interviewee. Oh, come on. Stop being so modest and tell us, was it a phoenix? Are you a phoenix? Is that what's happening?
Yes. I graduated from my undergrad from USC, upstate of South Carolina. And I have my BS in criminal justice and education, and I have my master's in business administration, and from Phoenix, working on my second year PhD in business administration. Most definitely.
Well,
I'm all over the place.
You're put your blessing. You know, and I tell you what, and you're focused, and it just goes to show that anything the mind can conceive and believe, it can achieve.
Mm-hmm.
Would you agree with that?
Yes.
Anybody. I mean, if God be for you, no thing can be against you. So, you know, that's, it's a blessing to talk with you and to, you know, acknowledge your growth and your expansion, but most of all, how you give back to the community. And I tell you what, for all of the listeners out there, I would encourage them to call their other friends and family. And I know that whenever you go on online, you always email us and let us on the air, you always email us and let us know. So why don't you do me a favor, and if I don't mind, if you don't mind, tell us your website so we can go and know how to find you when you're doing your thing.
Well, anybody, you can go to several different websites. We are all over the place. You can go to iTunes. Every episode of the Nikki Rich Show is in iTunes, and you can download it for free. You can go to NikkiRichShow.com, the official website, where you can learn about anybody who has been a part of the Nikki Rich Show, and you can find all the information you might need. We have promotional services that we do offer to everyone, such as advertising, sponsoring, and so forth. You can also go to blogtalkradio.com/TheNikkiRich Show, where you can hear the actual show during that time from 7:30 to 9:30 p.m. Eastern, Monday through Friday. And you can find us on the syndicated network 98.2 to Beat LA, because we are broadcasting live from LA. Also, Mix Show Blast, as well as Star Force Hip Hop. And you can catch us on College Underground Radio. And you can log on to collegeundergroundradio.com, and you can find us there. And you can listen to any of the Nikki Rich shows 24/7. And you can listen to Nikki Rich Show, period, 24/7 throughout the day. So you can listen to all our episodes. And we do have several episodes on our YouTube channel, which is youtube.com/NikkiRich2. And we got some of our episodes with the exclusive interview with Master P on there. So you can check us out anytime.
You were right when you said you were all over the place. I mean, good gracious, I couldn't keep up with that.
Yes, we have so many avenues where we're being heard, and as well as several of our guests have come on, and they have also embedded our show on their website, so you can also go hear our show on their website as well. So any of our guests, they do that all the time, so that's where we at. We're worldwide. We're global.
Hey, girl, I tell you what. My hat's off to you. As a matter of fact, I was wondering if you were going to be going on TV, and I heard you say that you have your YouTube thing, and I know that YouTube is blowing up, and YouTube is a phenomenal medium as well. So, you know, I just want to say thank you for an opportunity to call in and speak with you. And if it's okay, I'd like to say one more time that here in Atlanta on August 4th, the Metro Atlanta Home-Based Business Chamber of Commerce will be conducting the 2012 Small and Home-Based.
Call it off. No matter what you say, I don't hear it. 'Cause I'm flexing, dog. That answer, dumb boy, trying to. where you from, the king put you on. Got an Asian with a body like Buffet. All this trap, but you haters won't touch me. King never sleeps, keep your girl in the sheets. So when I beat, beat, you won't see her till midweek. Got a Buick in the city, known 18. Almost 20, but I still keep them hoes clean. Fairfield, Alabama's what I rep, bruh. To get love in CP and BG, cuh. So what to do when a hater looking sideways? Tilt your hat and keep it moving, cause we flexing, man. I'm flexing, I do it, man. I'm flexing, I run the game. I'm flexing, I shut it down. I'm flexing, it's my town. I'm flexing, I do it, man. Flexing, I run the game. Flexing, this is the style. Flexing, I'm on now. I'm on now, going up to the top floor. And all that talking, no 60, don't bother me no more. Had some rumors saying that my blood was a whore. Yes, she is. Now you got a cold sore. That was too dirty, too honest. Why am I saying that? It'll be a cold date before I pay for it. Playing with sex, sex, I keep my latex ready. Never give them golden showers. Act R. Kelly. The issue is nothing that I'm worried about. The haters keep on talking with my name in your mouth. Who gon' run the South? Prime to the retire. Never selling a game, we never have a buyer. Try being yourself before you come at me, boy. No one has the right to address the king, boy. I'm flexing on you, boys, you can't stop me. Drizzle in the club, don't worry, I got this. I'm flexing.
I'm flexing, I do it, man. I'm flexing, I run the game. I'm flexing, I shut it down. I'm flexing, it's my town. I'm flexing, I do it, man. Flexing, I run the game.
Now, we live flexing Prime Tizzle, King Prime Tizzle getting it in. That's that new thing. He got it crunk on here. I mean, I got the people hit me up. Facebook, Twitter, much love to you guys. We are live. Austin, Texas right now getting it in. You just heard Olympian Jamie Nieto. Earlier, you heard author none other than Lynn Hart, and we just got it crunk, and we live right now with Prime Tizzle. Right now, we're going to go to the 704. We got Hustlin', and this is Mr. 704, Charlotte, North Carolina. Eight ball and MJG. Yeah, we got
I've been hustling for so long, everything I earn, got it on my own. They can't stop me.
Yeah.
Came up from hustling rocks and things, the fancy cars, the lifestyle chain. They can't stop me.
Running away from me.
Drop the top and let the wind blow. If you ain't trying to win, play on what you in for. Real news,
copy that.
Life is tenfold. Bet why these little be a claim pro. This roots to this, that's just how the game go. Scared money don't make it, so I gain more.
Paper change.
I got the same hoe. But my mind frame in a different lane, though. Okay, a change what I aim for. The Cali Kush have to ease away the pain slow. Fake news ain't it, seen them come and go. And real recognize real straight from the dough. Yeah, I rep the foe, cause that's what made me. 10 toes down when it wasn't all gravy. But it's still fading, so I gotta ride for it. And if you're feeling how I'm feeling, what beside for?
I've been hustling for so long. Everything I earned, got it on my own. They can't stop me. The fancy cars, the lifestyle change. They can't stop me.
Running away from me. Who that? Prim roll, eight ball and LJ, G bro, stay safe, pimp. I talk, a b- don't like that. She can walk, see everybody ride with you when you're ballin', but start disappearing when you're ballin'. My got life cause it's on tempo. Snitch to them folks when they caught him with that dope. So much pain in the don't stop. Work hard and get robbed, but it not. My little hustle to the corner got hot. To the with the mask, had to run up in the spot. See, through my life, I learned that good things like love for your fam and big dreams. dreams. Always turn good when you put good in it, and it'll turn to William.
I've been hoping for so long, everything I earned, got it on my own. They can't stop me.
Something and put it in my cup.
Okay.
Fire up, ayy. We fire up, ayy.
I'm at the dealership. I'm about to fire up.
Fire up, ayy. We fire up, ayy.
So many pretty women in here got me fired up.
Hey, what? Fire up, ayy. We fire up, ayy.
And I just made a lot of money and we fire up.
Okay.
I don't need a mixtape. I got that fire coming. And you don't know what you talking about. Feel it from it. You don't want to see me unless you got a summit. This is my campaign, watch them start running. Iced coffee, Red Bull, and a banging track. Told her I was stressed out, she said I'll handle that. A lot of pussy cats with me, they can smell a rat. They put my coat on my shoulders like I'm Sonny Black. I'm making deals that are real, that can get you whacked. I'm about that money, and that banging track. Money being made outside of rap. And I don't believe in Santa, but they on my lap.
Fire, ayy, we fire, ayy.
They gon' mix something with something and put it in my cup.
Okay. Fire, ayy, we fire, ayy.
I'm at the dealership, I'm about to fire.
Fire, ayy, we fire, ayy.
So many pretty women in here got me fire.
What?
Fire,
ayy.
I'm giving gifts to myself like there's an iron rack. Don't want no war, but if you do, it's gonna be alright. I'd rather party, celebrate us winning. I'm talking gold bottles and banger models in the backyard swimming out like sweet. And I'm in the suite, see dressed up like Tick the Treat. Church is out, now see you free. Still got a ring on, won't make the peace. See class the street, riding Bentley seat. Got a home money, see about 10 a week. And I just spent 10 on buying sneaks. And I'm fired up, my life ain't cheap. 5 years tight, living near life. Nowhere near my skills, you better try Skype. I'm in that all black thing, call it Michael Knight. And see, I'll never do nothing I don't like. Her hair tight, her skin light. Her eyes green like street light. Her heels giving her more height. And she old enough, so we just
fire, ayy, we fire, ayy.
They gon' mix something with something and put it in my cup.
Okay. Fire, ayy, we fire, ayy.
I'm at the dealership, I'm about to fire.
Fire, ayy, we fire, ayy.
So many pretty women in here got me fire.
What?
Fire,
ayy, we fire,
ayy. And I just made a lot of money and we fire.
Okay.
Rest to death. Got that money growing. We in the building, ice cold, we got it snowing. She fired up, she smell our money. I left the building.
Allow me to introduce myself, world. T.J. Marley, YDBA,
SNC. And all my respect, get it,
fuck what they do. You out there getting your cash, stand down, then we cool. We only deal with the trio, not you lame rooted fools. Oh geez, I know them when I greet them, I salute. Real talk, we the truth, in the streets or in the booth. What's the use in being humble when it's haters out like you? I'm on a money making mission, secret agent, let's forget it. Got a lot of bad habits, and I swear they all expensive. I own my own, bruh, but you still purchase women. You not in my weight class, you not even a contender. So you better break fast, no, I prolong you to my dinner. Either way, you gon' remember Mr. Marley, just a winner. Catch me on cloud nine with something tender. She say she don't like it when I'm gentle. So I stand deliver this good punk, then make a shiver. Then I throw my deuces up, cause now it's back to clock and shit. I know my pedigree. Family full of G's, so I'm proud to be me. And every last one of them say, get your cream. Illegal or legit, grind hard by any means. Keep you a bit and a trustworthy team. Like cats in Wisconsin, I'm a safe producer cheese. Shout out to Alabama, everybody ride D. Hustlers out of Florida, Rick Rose and Triple C. Louisiana Animals, Webby and Weezy Wee. Then it's back to home base, East Memphis, Tennessee. Fellowship. What she want, like my name, I do I
I wanna hear you scream. Do it like that, baby. I want your love and darling. I wanna hear you scream. know. Yeah. Yeah. Did it in T.
Yeah, no.
New voice of the hood. Let go.
Loud mouth fresh, gone off that midnight, allergic to broke, addicted to get right, all bags packed, dead in, about to take flight, guess what's about to pay off, some hard days and long nights, boy I hustle like a dog, all day, all night, your girl say I'm the nigga and you okay, you alright, I hold my hood down, you can check my background, fast money, cash money, max, pull a round, guys, sure legendary, roll a 7 out the pound and I'm always keep something with 50 rounds, boy. I walk like a G and talk like a soldier, boy. I can act a ass or keep my composure. All about the money, I can't help but shine. Both cell phones popping, cause I'm always online. East side, night wall, where they don't mind dying. And we shooting to the top like we're running out of time.
Oh, hit me. They ain't never fazed us, all we do is get money, all we do is stack up. Forever keep it cheap, we ain't never switching up. Stay on that chilly chill, we forever blazing up. Bad bitches all around, ever since we bossed up. I'm a paper cut boy, girl, don't get it mixed up. I do it for my city, so you know I'm cheated up. When I holler, black nights in the fire.
You ain't a G if you ain't got real niggas around ya. Who gon' be there with you when them n***s around ya? I'm a true uptowner, my n***s are down ya. You graduated from hell, we'll cap and gown ya. The hot ones go in ya and the n***s come out ya. It'll be a couple of days for them people to bounce ya. Oh, but tryna pump me for a bag of n***s get smacked by a junkie. Little boy, who is you playing with? Then murk you and whoever you stand with. You're beating off that mile, huh? You ask your they gon' ride and they say pilot, huh? You see the same that I get high with is the same that I'm gon' ride with and die with. You probably hate me, but your old lady love me. My idiot, a professor, it'll teach you how to
do it. They ain't never fazed us, all we do is get money, all we do is stack up. Forever keep it G, we ain't never switching up. Stay on that chilly chill, we forever blazing up. Bad bitches all around, ever since we bossed up. I'm a paper cup boy, girl, I'm getting mixed up. I do it for my city, so you know I'm cheated up. When I holler, we're right in the spot. I'm available for as long as I could remember. Game been cool like the middle of December. Give thanks all year, like we stuck off in November.
Yeah.
Paper cut boy, I'm a VIP member. Spread my wings and took flight with a Louis carry-on. Shining on the same day you getting rained on. Smelling like a pound, like I spray cushion. She blowing deep like she play a bass song.
Do it.
Try to stay zone, red stripe like tent. Money the motivation, so it called and I went. I'm kinda traumatized, blood money all in my eyes. Admit I'm shell shot growing up around homicide. But still I go hard, relentless and never slack. Advance every day, continuously gotta stack. Steady eating the blitz, watching for sneak attacks. Money in garbage bags, we wash it in laundromats.
Oh, hey.
They ain't never fazed us, all we do is get money, all we do is stack up. Forever keep it cheap, we ain't never switching up. Stay on that chilly chill, we forever blazing up. Bad bitches all around, ever since we bossed up. I'm a paper cup boy, girl, I'm getting mixed up. I do it for my city, so you know I'm cheated up. When I holler, word life, it is my word up.
Word life, a word up. A dead ENT, a what's up. A young money, a cash money. Nigga Chef and Chris P, we out.
All right, you're just listening to Chefy Money Road and Chris P, Paper Cut Boy. We're going to end. It is the only Nicky Rich. We're here live Motivated Mondays. If you missed it, we got a chance to talk to Arthur Lenhart and 2012 U.S. Olympian. And we live, you know, Austin, Texas, getting it in right now. Much love to everybody that supports the Nicky Rich Show. Tune in tomorrow. We got a special treat for you. It starts at a Tuesday. So you got to tune in tomorrow to check it out. And we're going to wind things down here tonight with the Nicky Rich Show. Shout out to King Assassin, making the headways, everybody else that's tune in to the Nicky Rich Show each and every day. Cheech Marley, much love to you. We played that Get It. If you missed it, we brought in new hot music from Prime Tizzle, as well as some new hot music from the one and only, you know, the one and only beat maker, and we have so much more to bring to you guys, and we want y'all to tune in each and every day. But we're going to wind things down here tonight on the Nikki Rich Show. We're going to leave with King Assassin Cam Newton.
Yeah.
This is Assassin.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.